Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, listen, you all know what's going on today. If you listened to yesterday's show, I told you, let's get past that. It's not relevant right now. This is what is relevant. This is a political street fight now. We'll leave, thankfully, the violence is not a problem on the right. It is a significant problem on the left always. But I want to be careful with my words. This is a political street fight now. Everybody needs to understand what's going on. There are very powerful forces right there, unfortunately, giving people very bad advice. They want us to give this up. No, we're not giving this up. We're not giving this fight up. The swamp wants the president to walk away from this. We are not walking away from this. This is a political street fight now. They will Norm Coleman this president when they can. I've got that for you in a minute. I've got a loaded show. Please don't go anywhere. This is despite everything going on today. I had to get on the air early and let you know what's up. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Ladies and gentlemen, protect your online activity from prying eyeballs today. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Even under these circumstances, producer Joe, how are you today? Fine, sir.
It's Friday. Even under these circumstances.
Always need that to ground me on a Friday in Joe's worst 1960s game show voice.
Worst.
Every Friday we've done that for the last last few years. So, folks, I've got a lot to get to. I'm going to tell you my solution to this political street fight problem, and I think you're going to like it. Today's show brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Leftist corporations like Verizon have empowered radicals to tear our country apart by funding their efforts, most recently sending $10 million to Al Sharpton and others. It started with impeachment, then exploiting the pandemic, followed by violent riots, and now threatening violence over the seat on the Supreme Court, filled by Amy Coney Barrett. Patriot Mobile shares your values and won't send your hard-earned money to aid in the destruction of America or fund Planned Parenthood. That's right. We don't want that. Get the same nationwide service and support a company that loves America, shares your values, and supports our police. Switching is easy. Keep your phone number. Bring your own phone or buy a new one. Now they have their best offer yet. Get a free month of service or a free phone plus free activation with the offer code DAN. How do you do it? Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan. Don't wait. Or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders save even more. So please make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Dan. patriotmobile.com/Dan or 972-PATRIOT. Go today. All right, John, let's go. Folks, I'm warning you now. I need you now more than ever. I don't need you personally for me, for anything. And I need you as a representative of this audience, as a citizen of the United States, and as a fellow patriot. I need you to get on the phone with your legislators right now, state, federal, local, whatever they may be. This is a political street fight now. We need an honest and fair election, and I strongly believe we're not getting one. Well, why would I call my state and local officials? Because your state legislatures are the ones that make election laws within your states. And ladies and gentlemen, these election laws are being changed on the fly. We have poll watchers being kept out of locations. We have counting going on. But if there's something going on, if there isn't, and it's a free and fair election, then why can't people watch? I don't understand. This is a political street fight now. Ladies and gentlemen, what they're going to do to the president is what I warned you about months ago. Did we not, Joseph? They will drag this out and count and count and count until they get the count they want, legal or illegal votes, votes cast before and after the election, and they will Norm Coleman this president, and we cannot stand by and take it. Recount. Count again. Count a third time. Count till you get the count you want. Drag it out, and then what happens? When you find out later some of those votes were cast after the election and are in fact illegal votes, not legitimate votes, what are they going to say? It's time to move on. MoveOn.org, folks. Right, Joe?
Yep.
It's time to move on, folks. Remember? When all of Bill Clinton's nonsense came out, that's where MoveOn.org started. That's what they're going to do. You don't believe me? You doubting me here? I watched this happen. I will never forget Norm Coleman's face at the White House. Former senator from Minnesota, Republican, who lost his race to that clown, Al Franken. I will never forget his face after it happened. at a Christmas party when all this was going on. What happened to Norm Coleman? Norm Coleman didn't lose his race. So why was he not the senator from Minnesota? Well, let's show you how this happened. Good job, Paul. U.S. News and World Report, all the way back from years ago. What is that? From 2010? Headline, U.S. News, Al Franken may have won his Senate seat through voter fraud. This is U.S. News and World Report, not some bastion of right-wing conservatism. Al Franken, the senator from Minnesota. They followed the Democrat battle plan, the same battle plan they're following right now. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when every legal vote is counted, we lose, we move on. But I am not sure, ladies and gentlemen, right now, every legal vote is being counted. Matter of fact, I'm getting very suspicious that some votes are being counted that shouldn't be counted at all. Look at this. This is from the U.S. News and World Report. You don't believe me? They will count the counting. Here we go. We always produce the evidence, don't we? The certification of Al Franken as the victor came only after a series of recounts. Sounds familiar, Armacost, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Certification of Franken came as the victor. Only came after a series of recounts dragging out for almost a half a year. Now, it won't go on this long due to constitutional limitations, but these counts will go on in this case. It goes on. It also sparked an investigation by Minnesota Majority, a conservative watchdog group that compared the list of those recorded as having voted in the election against what Fund calls criminal rap sheets. The group found in what appears to be clearly warrant further an official inquiry that, quote, at least 341 convicted felons voted in Minneapolis's Hennepin County, the state's largest, and another 52 voted illegally in St. Paul's Ramsey County, the state's second largest. The head of Minnesota Majority says that only conclusive matches were included in the group's totals. The number of felons voting in those two counties alone exceeds Mr. Franken's victory margin. So let me ask you a question again. Paul, I'll ask you, how was Al Franken the senator then? Because the Democrats counted and counted and counted and counted for a half a year until they got the count they want. That showed Al Franken was going to win. And then they said, once they got the count, they went, it's time to move on now. It's time to move on. But sir, Mr. Franken, people voted in this election who were not authorized to vote, therefore making their votes illegal. Matter of fact, the illegal votes were greater than the tally you claim to have won by. It's time to move on, folks. The president is right to demand every legal vote get counted. If every legal vote gets counted in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia and elsewhere, and we lose, then we lose and we move on. And we work on 2022 and 2024. I'm not done with the fight. If you're done, find a new show. This show isn't for you. I'm sorry. I don't need anybody weak here. That offends you, I'm sorry too. But I'm not here to kiss anybody's ass. It's your country. I know you know that. The emails I'm getting are from people in this fight. They're ready to go. I've outnumbered 100-1 people emailing me saying, I am ready. I know this is a political street fight now, political one. The right to peacefully protest is ours, enshrined in our Constitution. So I've told you the problem. The problem is twofold. I set up the problem. Now I want to give you the solution. The first part of the problem is there are swamp rats, sadly, getting in the ear of people they shouldn't, telling them that the president should wrap this up. No, we shouldn't wrap this up. Because it's not wrapped up yet. When we count every legal vote, we'll wrap it up. And the swamp people telling other people in and around the president this are trying to preserve, they're creating distance between themselves and President Trump right now because they want a cable news deal or they want to preserve their reputations for swamp rats that come in later. They don't care about the president or you. They care about themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you is real. That's part number one. The swamp wants you to give up. They want to demoralize you. Problem number two is, again, they will count this until they get the exact number they want. They will drag it out. And then they'll say when they get the vote they want, it's time to move on. The race has already been called. Nothing's been called. Nothing's been called. This election isn't called until the voters say it's been called. Do their legal votes. Period. So what do? We need the biggest damn rally in American history right now. And we need it now more than ever. We need the president to get out there. I don't care where he does it. Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia. That's for him to determine. You need to go. We all need to go. If the left is going to attempt to fleece this thing, if they're going to attempt to fleece this thing and make this a street fight, not a legal one. Those are their words, not mine. Notice they didn't say political street fight. I'm very careful with my words. They're not, because they don't care. No, they meant a street fight. If they're going to engage in a street fight, then we're going to engage in a political street fight using our constitutional obligations in this case to show up and peacefully protest. Why do we need this? Why do we need the president out there? Why do we need the biggest damn rally you've seen in your lifetime? We need 50 to 75,000 people to show up. Because we're not giving up. Because we need to count every legal vote. Because they don't want to count votes. They only want to count Biden votes. And ladies and gentlemen, if we let them do this, count, recount till they get the number they want and move on, there won't be a 2024. There won't be another chance, ladies and gentlemen. You understand that? There won't be another chance. This will be it. The battle plan for the left will be carved. It'll be their new Rosetta Stone. Every time they lose an election, they will do a few things. Number one, fabricate allegations of foreign collusion, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter. Mob ties, alien DNA, create a special counsel, a special investigative counsel to harass the incoming Republican president. Sounds like something they did before, right? Has it had any ramifications for them? Who's in jail? Nobody. Matter of fact, we're on the cusp of losing this race to a senile man. Fabricate fake charges, politically dismantle the incoming Republican president, defenestrate him, create a special counsel, tie him up for 4 years, beat him up in the media, hold a close re-election, declare the race over before it's really over, suck out the political momentum, count, recount, and move on, wash, rinse, and repeat. You'll never win a presidential election again in your lifetime. The left has gotten good at this a long time ago. They know what a political street fight is like. Unfortunately, they know what a real street fight is like, too. That's not what we do. But it's time. Yesterday's show, ladies and gentlemen, went nuclear. Nuclear. By 2 o'clock Eastern time in the afternoon, we did more listens on the show than we've done with any show ever in the history of the Dan Bongino Show. Why? Because the last portion of it, I told you exactly how to organize like the left does. We'll leave the violence garbage to them. That's not our bag of donuts. Thank God. But folks, it's time for us to organize too and maybe take some lessons from them. They know the power of the streets. We need to learn that too. I want to make another point on this, and it's an important one. And another reason I need you to call your legislators and get active right now, if you would. I ask with respect, because I know you all live busy lives too. Where the hell's the GOP on this? Where are they? So now, I don't want to paint with a broad brush everyone. There are a lot of prominent GOP folks out there, Pam Bondi and others, fighting a good fight out there on the front lines to get a fair, free election and to get those legal votes counted. There are some of them, but where are all of them? You just rode President Trump's coattails. You just rode his coattails to the largest GOP down ballot upset in American history. You were expected to lose in the GOP House multiple seats, and you gained probably more than 10 seats. You were expected to lose because President Trump's name was on the ballot. You were expected to lose 6 to 10 Senate seats You lost likely two, that's it. And picked up one in Alabama. Where are you right now? Get on the phone with them right now. Where are they? I want to see statements. I want to see people out in front of cameras demanding every legal vote get counted and a free and fair election. Where are you right now? To the ones that are out there, you have my respect. And I mean that. But make no mistake, if you think you're going to hide on this, we will not forget. There won't be a 2024 or 2022 if you bail on this. It's also why we need that rally. We need to show these weak, character-free, spineless, jellyfish-like folks, sadly, many of which are on our side of the aisle, that you don't have a choice now. You will take a stand. And if you're going to be weak-kneed jellyfish like Adam Kinzinger, sorry, gutless congressman on our side, who seems to have picked the wrong fight right now because you don't know the fight you're in? We're not going to forget. These are sadly some of the people on our side. I have no idea the fight going on right now. If we lose fair and square, then we lose. We'll move on. But nothing happening right now is happening fair and square, especially in Philadelphia. Changing of the rules last minute, the changing of election rules by courts. What's fair about any of this? You know what? I said that was my last point, but it's not. You guys and women rode his coattails. You only got elected because he was on the ballot. Now you're hiding in your rooms. You took your toys and went home. Pathetic. At the suggestion of one of my friends who's right, who called, we need to file lawsuits. Ladies and gentlemen, the left figured out a long time ago that the process is punishment. I'm not looking to punish anyone. I'm simply suggesting to you that we need to file lawsuits. Because what happens with lawsuits? Discovery happens. And the last thing people who are trying to make some ballots that may not have been authorized ballots appear, if that's happening, not suggesting it is, but if it is, that would all come out in discovery, wouldn't it? It's time for lawsuits. If you have nothing to hide, then the lawsuits won't be an issue. Oh, we can't do that, Dan. Lawsuits. That sounds kind of like we're a bunch of sore losers. Who lost? We didn't lose anything. This race hasn't been called yet. You think the left wouldn't do that to you? Matter of fact, let's take some advice from a leftist. Interesting how that when this was said by a very prominent leftist, we'll play this cut here. I want you to listen very closely. And she happened to say at the end, don't concede under any circumstances. Everybody cheered. Yes, people in the media, she's such a warrior and a fighter. But when I go on my show and tell you do not concede until this election is fair and square and every legal vote is counted, they'll say, these guys are raving lunatics. Let's just, you know, let's follow the Hillary Clinton strategy. Let's listen to Hills here. Check this out.
We have to have our own teams of people to counter the force of intimidation that the Republicans and Trump are going to put outside polling places. This is a big organizational challenge, but at least we know more about what they're going to do. And, you know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
Hat Tip Media Research Center on that one. I agree, Hills. So I'm just going to replace Joe Biden's name with Donald Trump. Oh, no, that's crazy. You can't say that, Dan. Don't concede. Now, listen, keep in mind, I'm not even going to repeat Hillary's stupidity. Don't concede under any circumstances. That's absurd. If you lose a free and fair election, you concede. It's a constitutional republic. Well, what do you think this is? Skull Island from King Kong? Don't concede. Captain Monarch, don't concede no matter. This isn't Skull Island. This is a constitutional republic. But don't you dare concede until every legal vote's been counted and we know we won or lost. But again, when Hillary says it, don't concede under any circumstances, she's a hero with the left. When we say only concede if you legally, in a free and fair election, lose a race, oh, that's just crazy talk. Well, double-barreled middle jammerama to you. We are not conceding anything until there's something to concede. And right now, we don't have something to concede. Deep breaths. Guy emailed me the other day, Dan. He's like, you're really loud on the microphone. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm just a passionate guy. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry I'm loud on the microphone, but I'm not sorry I am the way I am. Waiting for a very important call, so I got to keep my phone on. That's that thing in the background. Hear it again? All right, folks, let me get to my second sponsor, and I want to cover one more topic before I go in for this. I'm doing this all in reverse today. Like I told you, I'm having a procedure today, so I don't know how groggy I'll be on the other side of this, but we'll have to figure it out, I guess, won't we? But I've got something on the other side that you need to see about, again, why the GOP owes this president a debt of gratitude, and they're all strangely silent right now. Not all of them, but a lot of them. If you're getting scary notices from the IRS, like a threat of bank levy or wage garnishment, you're crazy to try and deal with the IRS on your own. You'll get crushed. Call the pros. My friend Sean Hannity's been raving about them for years. Rush Tax Resolution. They're A-plus rated on the Better Business Bureau with an incredible zero complaint history, and they're the only company I recommend. End your tax problems for good. Like one client, let's call him Gary. Gary owed $58,000. Rush Tax settled with the IRS for how much? $100 total. Call now to find out, upfront and for free, what kind of relief you qualify for. Mention my name, Dan, and if you become a client, they'll send you a signed by yours truly copy of my newest mind-blowing book, Follow the Money. Call 800-217-3715. That's 800-217-3715 or rushtaxresolution.com/Dan. That's rushtaxresolution.com/Dan. Don't wait. Go today. All right, I covered this at the end of yesterday's show, and I don't want to miss it today because it's another important point. It's absolutely critical to this dialogue going forward we have to have with these elected officials. We got to get on the phone with them. Where are they right now? Where are they right now? Look at this Daily Mail article. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump brought out a coalition for the Republican Party we have never seen before in modern American history. Yet instead of rushing to thank him for it, you don't have to kiss the guy's butt. You don't have to agree with everything he does. But he's changed the Republican Party coalition from this point going forward. And what? The Republicans are running for the hills hoping for a cable news deal later? Daily Mail. How Trump increased his support amongst black men with 1 in 5 voting for him as Biden drops 15% compared to Obama in 2008. I hoped and I prayed, and that is not hyperbole. I hoped and I prayed at some point in my lifetime, having run for office myself, especially in Maryland, which has a significantly large black population. I hoped that at some point the GOP would come around to finding a way to get a message to our brothers and sisters in the black community. Their votes have been taken for granted by the Democrat Party for decades. They've been treated like garbage. They have been treated like nothing more than a number in an election booth. No one does a darn thing to improve the lot of many of their lives. Some of the cities that have a lot of our black citizens, our black brothers and sisters, have decayed for years, run monopolistically by a cadre of Democrat losers who have run these cities into the ground. I have hoped and prayed we'd one day find a leader who'd be able to break through. We finally did. And where's the GOP on this guy? Silent. 1 in 5 black men, 20% of black men voted for President Trump. I wasn't sure in my lifetime we would ever see a number like that. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't end there. Black women as well, in higher numbers than we've seen. Jewish voters, higher numbers than we've ever seen voting for the GOP. Asian voters, Cuban voters, Puerto Rican voters. I don't want to talk about the Hispanic voting. Hispanic is a fabrication of people trying to create boxes for people. These are large, different, diverse groups of people. My wife is Colombian. There are Argentinians, Cubans, people from Spain. They're not robots. They all think differently. Even the way some of the words are said differently and pronounced differently. Stop treating them like robots and pieces of meat. These are individuals and people. Cuban voters saved the president in Florida, and you have my utmost respect. Cuban voters in Southern Florida who've suffered the scourge of socialism personally with them and their families saved the president's campaign in Florida. We owe them a debt of gratitude. These are our friends, our brothers and sisters. They're not against us. But again, where are some members of the GOP now? Some, not all. Running away as if the president whose coattails they rode to re-election, where are they? Some of them are nowhere to be found. Folks, a couple more quick stories, and I'm going to wrap up this half of the show, and I'll bring it back tomorrow again. You know what? Do you have the third spot for us loaded up, Paula? We can do that, and then we can start tomorrow from there. Does that work for you? All right, good. See, we're doing this on the air. Today's show is going to be really bonkers because we're all over the place. I really want to see after this how we get back into it. All right, today's show also brought to you, sorry to stack to Verse, but our sponsors are great. They love to be here. They love to talk to you. And I just want to be sure we get them in. They are really great companies. Ladies and gentlemen, this holiday season, more people will be mailing stuff than ever before. That means the post office is going to be busy. You don't have time for that. Stamps.com brings the post office and now UPS shipping right to your computer. Mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do with the post office, you can do with just a few clicks. Plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts you can't even get at the post office. Whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller fulfilling orders during this record-setting holiday season, or even an enormous warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com handles it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. When your mail's ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's really that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. You can't beat that. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of these expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder over 900,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office this year. Sign up for Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. With my promo code Dan, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on that microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dan. Don't forget. That's Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, enter Dan. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. All right. I want to knock out this last story, and then we'll pick up the show again. Just one more quick thing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you're asking yourself, some of you maybe, you know, what's at stake right now? Well, here's what's at stake. We could elect, if the president were to lose, a man who is a corruptocrat. I want to be nice. Look at this American conservative story. It was in yesterday's show notes. Exclusive, how the Bidens made off with millions in Chinese cash. This is what we're fighting right now. This is what we're fighting. Look at this screenshot from the piece. Look at this screenshot. They got made off with potentially up to $5 million in payoffs, ladies and gentlemen. We want to just give this up in an election. We're not even sure the outcome to this guy. Quote, draft legal documents and 2017 bank records obtained by the American conservative show at least $5 million was transferred to Hunter and Jim Biden from companies associated with the Chinese conglomerate CEFC, with millions coming after the company had come under legal scrutiny both in the United States and China. No. We're not doing this. Where's the Justice Department? Where is everybody? Where are you on this? Where is everyone in this swamp? I thought we were concerned about collusion and corruption. Where are you? All right, folks, I'm going to wrap this up, this portion of the show. It's going to continue seamlessly, so you're not going to know the difference, but I'm going to come back on the other side again. I got to have this surgical procedure. We'll pick up the show from here tomorrow. I want to keep the show, you know, contemporaneous with the news breaking at the moment. So I appreciate your patience. We'll be right back. You won't notice any difference. All right, I'm back. Post-surgical procedure. I now have a port in my chest, a little sore in the neck, but otherwise, do I have any glassy eyes or anything like that? Because I feel pretty good. Thank you to the Cleveland Clinic. Thank you, Joe Martin North, folks over there. You all are great. Nurses and doctors, Dr. Todd and Sandra and Mark and all of them. You all were terrific. So thank you very much. Check it out. So I'm surgically enhanced now. Got a cool little port in there. You can stick some needles in there, do all kinds of crazy stuff. Just terrific, right? No, seriously, it went well, super easy. All right, let's get right back into this. I'm wasting any more time. I changed my shirt, so you know it's the second part of the show. Here's where we are right now. I have no more time to waste. Georgia, overnight. Shocker, Joe, this always happens overnight. Weird, isn't it? Overnight, yeah, the lead always seems to change at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Strange.
You go to sleep, President Trump could be president. You wake up in the morning, all of a sudden we lost Georgia somehow. Wow.
Yeah.
You think they do this stuff in the daylight, you know, kind of makes sense, but whatever. I'll leave that for another. Here's where we stand in Georgia. I'm going to give you the scenarios. Georgia, we're down now. We're down by roughly around 1,000. There are a significant number, less than 10,000, but enough to change the outcome of the election in Georgia that are outstanding military ballots and ballots from Gwinnett County, Georgia, which we're not sure how those are going to break. They've been leaning Democrat a little bit, so we're not sure. Bottom line on Georgia, don't give up on Georgia. Do not. The devil didn't go down to Georgia, despite the song. We still have a chance in Georgia, and it's a relatively good one. Are we good on Georgia? Everybody clear, because I don't want you.
Yeah.
Turn off the news for a minute. I'm serious. You're better off with this show, even when it's taped, than some of the stuff you're getting on the news. I hate to say that, but given,
And this is all at the time of this recording as well. And that's important, I think. Yes, it is.
If you don't mind, folks, I'm just going to sip some coffee during the show. I didn't have a coffee this morning before the surgery. So.
My man. There it is.
Thank you. My wife got me a coffee machine for my birthday because she always gets the best gifts ever. And it's a good coffee. What's that? You got another gift for me coming? She always says something under, so I can't hear her. And they're like, nobody ever knows what it's like on the show. Because I'm like, they're like, Dan, what did she say? I'm like, I don't know. I can't hear her either. If you can't hear her, I can't. I'm going deaf. All right. So Georgia, we can still pull out. Second, let's move on to Pennsylvania. We're now down in Pennsylvania, too. Again, you wake up in the morning. Wow, check it out. But Joe Biden's now winning Pennsylvania, too. Amazing. It's all going to come down to Bucks County right now in Pennsylvania. There is still a significant number of outstanding votes. How Bucks County is going to swing when those came in, I can't tell you, ladies and gentlemen. It's up in the air, Pennsylvania. I'm not nearly as confident in Pennsylvania as I am optimistic about Georgia. I'm not overly confident about Georgia, but I'm optimistic we can still win there. Pennsylvania, it's a toss-up right now. You know, the Lord only knows what's going on right now in Philadelphia. You know, that is the voter fraud capital of the world. If we see evidence of voter fraud, of course, we need to report it. But, I don't know what to tell you. Philadelphia, that area is noted. Actually, you can look it up on the internet yourself. It's actually noted for voter fraud. It's all going to come down to Bucks County in the split. I'm 50-50 on Pennsylvania right now. In Nevada, the outstanding votes are in Clark County, Southern Nevada. Now, again, that's a county that would tend to lean towards Biden. Can we make up the roughly 10 to 11,000 votes we need to take Nevada with the 100,000 votes outstanding in Clark County? The short answer, ladies and gentlemen, again, I don't know. But unlike others at other places, I'm not going to call something I don't know about. Stew on that for a moment. Let me make this other point here. And I want to get to two scenarios here because it's important. The decision desk at Fox should immediately retract their call of Arizona. Now we're moving on. We did Georgia, we did Pennsylvania, we did Nevada. On to Arizona. There, I am very optimistic that President Trump will at a minimum get very close in Arizona, possibly take Arizona. The Fox News decision desk is making a huge mistake not retracting. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's pride. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to be crystal clear with you. I was up all night last night. I woke up at 3 o'clock and I wasn't able to go back to sleep. I have some really important decisions to make in my life right now. And not related to this whole health stuff. I'm done talking about that. And you should be done hearing about it. You don't need to hear. Everybody's got their own problems. I'm talking about something else. But I would really appreciate your prayers for guidance and strength right now. I'm not kidding. Because I have some really important decisions to make. And those decisions are, where are the best ways to make a different? I don't mean to sound Pollyannish or hyperbolic or like we're writing some kind of fable or fairy tale. But where can I make the most positive difference for the country to move the Liberty train back to the station? Having said that, Fox cannot call Arizona. If Fox News is the first cable news outlet to call the presidency for Joe Biden before he won, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be devastating. It'll be a catastrophically bad decision. If that gets me in trouble, then so be it. All right, let me read my, I got one last sponsor. They paid to be here and talk to you. So I'm going to get on this and I'll couple of minutes. Got to clear my head a little bit. I've had a lot going on. And I want to get to two things you need to hear about, too. The Senate. Things just got a little hairy in the U.S. Senate, too. And I want to bring up one final point about President Trump that's critical. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, also brought to you by Teeter. With the Teeter inversion table, you use gravity and your own body weight to decompress your spine and relieve pressure on your discs and surrounding nerves. I use this twice a day, sometimes three times after workouts. Decompressing on a Teeter inversion table, where you literally invert for a few minutes a day, is a great addition to anyone's daily routine. You'll maintain a healthy spine and active lifestyle without the pain. Keep your joints nice and supple. Stay young. Yeah, back pain. Even if you've been lucky enough to avoid back pain, you need a Teeter to invert every day and keep your back and joints feeling great. Folks, it's not only good for my back, which I've had surgery on in the past, it's also good for my shoulders. It's just my shoulders kind of just hang and stretch out a little bit without having to grab something because you're upside down. I just let them hang, loosen up. I feel like a new man when I get off it. Some top products I talk about, I use regularly. Some I don't. This I use twice. I love it. I'd be lost without it. Twice a day on most days, sometimes before the show too. Over 3 million people have put their trust in Teeter. They're the best known name in inversion tables since 1981. For a limited time, you can get Teeter's new upgraded model of the inversion table, the Teeter Fit Spine, with bonus accessories, stretch max handles, and an easy reach ankle system, plus a free inversion program mat for the ultimate inversion experience. Teeter inversion tables have thousands of reviews on Amazon. They're rated at 4.9 stars. And with this deal, you get $150 off when you go to Teeter, TEETER.com/Dan. You'll get free shipping for your returns and a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's absolutely no risk for you to try it out. Remember, you can only get the new Teeter Fit Spine Inversion Table plus free inversion program mat by going to TEETER.com/Dan. That's TEETER.com/Dan. Thanks, Teeter. You guys are great. Love you over there. And ladies at Teeter. Don't want to shortchange the ladies. Okay, so we're, there's no question we're in a precarious situation right now. But I want to leave you in a bit. It's folks, it's, you know, you have these songs, always the darkest before the dawn. No, with President Trump, yeah, it always is. He always seems to, you remember Rocky II? Rocky II, not the first, Rocky II, when he wins against Apollo. And it's like, they're counting one, and they do it in slow motion. So, gee, and Rocky, like at the ninth second, manages to grab the top of the turnbuckle and get up while Apollo creeps. That's Trump. Like every time you think he's counted out, he always manages to get up and do it. You doubt me? Right before the election, we had the Russian collusion hoax. We had all of these things. They said any other candidate would have been taken out, but not Trump. So hold on that for a second, because this is an important point too, because we're going back to Georgia for a minute, but we're not talking about the presidential race for a second. Folks, I don't know what's going to happen right now. I'm not optimistic. I'm cautiously hopeful. I guess that's the best way to describe it, that we can still pull this out. But I don't want to spin your wheels. If the president loses this race, we're not done. I know, believe me, better than anybody. I know the frustration now. I get it. A lot of you are emailing me or sending me Parler notes and Facebook notes and Twitter notes, and I get it. I hear you. The frustration, screw the frustration, the anger. I mean, Paula just picked me up just a few minutes ago. I was at the Martin North Hospital there. And she's in the car, and usually she's a little more cheery. How did it go? And everything. She said, how did it go? I said, good. And she didn't talk the whole way back. She's sitting right here. I'm talking about it like she's not in the room. And I said, you don't sound good. And she's like, I'm not. I'm just really depressed about this whole thing. I know. I get it. I get it. I get it. I there's nothing I can say or would dare try to say to make your pain and agony of what you just went through go away. You poured your heart into this. You felt like the country was finally on the right track. And it feels like it was all just, the rug was just pulled out from under you. I totally, totally understand. I'm with you. I feel the same way. I'm going to have to make some decisions today that could change the rest of my life. But we have potentially two Senate races outstanding. Some of you may say, I don't want to hear about that right now. Well, I don't want to tell you about that right now, but I have to. In Georgia, the state of Georgia, it appears now that neither of the Republican candidates are going to get the 50% you need in a general election. They're not plurality elections in Georgia to avoid a runoff. You understand what that means? States have different rules. In Maryland, where I ran for the Senate, whoever gets the most votes wins. That's it. There's no runoffs.
Right.
If there's 42 candidates and Senator Joey Bag of Donuts gets 11% of the vote and everybody else gets less, you win with 11% of the vote. By the way, I like that system better. That's not the system in Georgia. The system in Georgia is if you have the same 11 candidates and they get 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, says, 6.2, whatever it is, the top two have to go to a runoff. Someone has to get 50%. And if there's two, obviously one of them is going to get 50% by simple math. So there's going to be a runoff likely for both Senate races in Georgia. Why are they both on the ballot at the same time? Because who is it, Johnny Isaacson? Someone retired in Georgia. Because they're usually split into different classes. It's very unusual for this to happen. Georgia has two. Utah, give me two. Two on the ballot. David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are the Republicans. And you got Warnock and Ossoff on the Democrat side. I get it. I know you don't want to hear about this now. I'm sorry. You have to. There's going to be a vote in January again. We don't have time here to sit here. No, I'm not saying, listen, I'm not conceding anything. There is absolutely no surrender. Not an ounce of it in my heart, my soul, my mind, not a muscle in my body's ready to surrender. You understand that? I'm just saying we have to start preparing now because the Democrats already are. In the event President Trump does lose, or even if he wins, it doesn't matter. The control of the Senate will be with these two seats. That vote is going to happen in January. Keep your eyes on this, right? You have to double track right now. I know everybody's minds are on the presidential and I get it. They should be, but keep that other eye on this Georgia race. One of them is definitely going to runoff. It might be both. You understand if we lose those two seats and Joe Biden wins, their entire agenda can pass. We do not have control of the House. We would not have control of the Senate, and you can't rely on the Supreme Court to save us. Please tell me you understand this.
All too well.
I know you do, but I know you do because I've been talking to you about it.
Yeah.
Please, if Joe Biden wins, it would be an apocalypse. If President Trump wins, it would still be pretty bad because we wouldn't have the Senate majority.
Yep.
And for 2 years, they can pretty much push through whatever they want, and it would be up to President Trump solely to block it. He will get nothing through. No appointees. If a Supreme Court seat came open, judges, nothing. He won't have the 51 votes he needs. It could be some tiebreakers. We get it. I can't emphasize to you in strong enough terms, do not take your eyes off Georgia. All right, folks. I promised Joe and Paul I wouldn't keep them too long after this. They were all tired after I had the surgery. They're like, we're tired. We need to take a break. We need to go. I'm kidding. Paul is all for Joe was ready to go an hour ago. No, they were telling me don't do a long show. I'm trying to bad gallows humor, of course. Like I
looking
always
out for you, buddy. Yeah.
Look at our old man. No, I do feel good though. I always told you I'd never do a show if I didn't feel like it. Do my eyes look glassy at all? Because the nurse told me my eyes look a little glassy.
Just a touch.
All right. She was like, yeah, you got it. I'm like, no, I'm doing a show. I have to. I promise my audience. Here's my last thought, and we'll wrap it up for the day. You know, folks, I meant when I said that. I know it's one of those corny, it's probably in 1,000 songs. Only darkest before the dawn. And maybe you should sing or hum with it or whatever. But that's true with this guy. I mean, every single time we thought this guy was down, the impeachment hoax, the collusion fiasco, they spied on him. They dumped that whole, Access Hollywood thing before the election. Every single time you think he's down, and he's down for the count now, and everybody's ready to jump ship, he manages to grab the turnbuckle and get up. It's the fight in him that I think appeals to a lot of people. Listen, I get it. Some people don't like the tweets. Also, I've said that 1,000 times. I understand. It doesn't bother me. I'm a Queens kid. I don't care at all. I care about results. And President Trump has produced them for us on a number of fronts. Federal judges, red tape reform, tax cuts, an exploding economy before this plague, a potential vaccine for this virus in just a few months, if you want it. The results have been incredible. 3 Middle East peace deals, school choice, veterans choice in the VA. Ladies and gentlemen, the results are nothing to sneeze at. His resume is incredible. Don't give up. As long as there's a 1% chance we could win, not one Republican out there. I said this in the first half of the show we taped earlier, and I'm going to say it now, and I mean it. Not one Republican out there should fold on this man. And if you do, we're going to remember you in 2022 and 2024. You should be primaried immediately. You should get all of their tweets screenshotted, and everyone should remember what they did. Everyone. Because don't forget, a number of these people have won their races and will be sworn in just a few months, precisely because the name at the top of that ballot was Donald J. Trump. I can almost guarantee you 20 to 30% of the votes for Republican members of the House and Senate, the people voting had absolutely no idea who those people were. But they did know who Trump was. And they went out there and voted for Trump and followed with Republicans down the ticket. Don't you dare sell him out now. We will remember. I'll remember. This show's nothing to sneeze at. We have millions of people who watch us every week. Literally millions. We will remember you, the Adam Kinzingers of the world. We don't forget. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in, and thanks for your patience with the strange workup of today's show, but I sincerely did not want to do a show I recorded early in the morning, some late last night, and then come out today and be antiquated. It's not fair to you. Now you have a full spectrum of what's going on. Hang in there. Buckle up. It's not over yet. All right, folks, thanks for everything. Please subscribe to my show, rumble.com/Bongino, to watch the video. It's all free. Apple Podcasts as well. You can always listen at Bongino.com. Thank you very much. And thanks for your patience again. I mean it. I'll see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard Dan Bongino.